All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, Saturday night is typically a big night in the world of boxing, and that was once again the case last night as we saw the rematch between Carl Frampton and Leo Santa Cruz for the WBA Super Featherweight Championship. And of course, the first fight took place last July at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York, and it was a thriller between Santa Cruz and Frampton. Both of those fighters entered that contest undefeated. Santa Cruz was the champion, but he lost a majority decision to Frampton. This time around, they had the rematch at the MGM Grand out in Las Vegas, and it was a neutral crowd. I mean, you had about 50% of the folks there, maybe 55, give or take, or 60, going for Leo Santa Cruz coming out of Mexico, and then the rest of the fans, for the majority part, were representing Carl Frampton and Northern Ireland. But I tell you, this was another tremendous contest. This time around, it was Santa Cruz who got the majority decision, as Bert Clements had it 114-114 for an even draw, while Dave Moretti and Glenn Feldman had it 115-113 in favor of Santa Cruz. Me personally, I had it 117-111 for Santa Cruz. I think this time around he did a strong strategy of coming out stronger, and he tried to dictate the pace from the beginning. He did not hold back. He was not afraid of Frampton's power, and Frampton did hit Santa Cruz in this contest. It was just the fact that every single time that Frampton got a combination going, Santa Cruz was able to counter that. I think he used a tremendous strategy as far as having movement in the ring along with his combo punches, dictating the pace. He knew how to slip and slide away from some of Frampton's punches, and at the same time, he simply was the better boxer. Now, to me, it looked like Frampton came in there a little overconfident after he got the victory in the first meeting between these two fighters, and it was a close fight, and I think he looked to build off of what he did with Santa Cruz the first time around. But you saw Santa Cruz from the opening bell, he was motivated. Not to say that Santa Cruz did not come into the first meeting looking to take care of business, but he was extra motivated last night out in Vegas. And you saw both fighters, they agreed they want to do it again. And right now there's nobody out there for either guy to fight at this weight class. And I think it's going to happen. And I think it's going to happen before the year ends. I mean, you look at this fight, and of course we are still in the early stages of 2017, but this is a fight of the year candidate right now. And I think both of these fighters will get it on again. It's just a matter of where. And I think it's good for boxing because both of these guys are two of the best at what they do at their weight class. And on top of that, they don't fear each other. And when they get into the ring with one another, they have a tremendous amount of respect for each other. But at the same time, they don't hold anything back. And if you are a boxing fan, a boxing purist, you have to appreciate that, because there was never an incident during this fight for the entire 12-round contest where one fighter was running. Both of them, they stood there, they took the best punches that each fighter had to give them, and I think at the end of the match, the fans, and I think the sport of boxing overall, really benefited from what we saw from Santa Cruz and Frampton last night. The third fight has to come down the line. I think it's going to be as good as the first two. I'm not going to say that it's going to be better, because if you look at these first two fights, they've been tremendous, and it's going to be tough to top those off. But I think that Frampton and Santa Cruz in the third fight will definitely be another good fight for the sport of boxing. Like I said, it's just a matter of when and where, but wherever it is, it is going to definitely be a very hot ticket. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up, as always. And I want to just take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, Please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge next Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the action from Super Bowl number 51. So that's going to do it, folks. And as always, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.